here's the thing I wanted to bring up. I wanted to ask etiquette when it comes to this at clubs. They will have, and I don't know how it is in the women's restrooms, but in the men's restrooms, they will have there's a guy that is set up and he will put out his variety of different chewing gums. He'll put out his mouthwashes. He'll put out, you know,
cologne
or whatever, deodorants, whatever he has all over the countertop. And then when you get done doing your business, you wash your hands. He commandeers the paper towel machine and personally hands you the paper towel.
Yeah.
Now, he also has there a big old bucket for his tips. And usually I'd go to the bathroom and you know, you go in there, you wash your hands, boom, you throw a dollar in there, and you're like, okay, because the guy handed me a towel. Then I start thinking to myself, I go to the bathroom sometimes 3 or 4 times a night in the club.
Yeah.
I'm giving him more tips sometimes than I'm giving like a bar back that's, you know, picking up my dirty glass that's on the table. And I'm wondering do we have to tip these guys? And are these guys, you know, even necessary?
Lots of times these people just come in on their own. They're independent contractors and they do their thing. They're not being, you know, not hired by the place of business to come in and do it. They're just, you know, they go in there and they maybe give a little bit of money back to the place so they're allowed the next time to go into the restroom.
It's a farce. And you know what? I want to try something out. And that's why, if you notice, Spike's not sitting in his seat right now, ranting and raving. I told Spike about this earlier before the show started. And I said, Spike, I want to test something out. I want to test and see what other people do when this happens. Because it only seems to happen on the weekends when we're getting ready for big nights.
Yeah.
You know, going out clubbing or going out to, you know, restaurants with, you know, with loved ones. What happens if this goes on during the week? Does it happen during the week? All right, we go live to Spike right now. Spike has set up in a bathroom somewhere around the Metro Detroit area. And he is going to be a bathroom attendant to see what other people's reaction is to these guys. Spike?
Good morning, sir. Here's some towel for you. You want some breath mint? Got some hand lotion? Scope? Want some gum? You sure?
Yep.
I got some tissue here for you. Dental floss? Right. Tip jar? Tip jar won't fill itself. No? No tip.
I like that. Tip jar won't fill itself. Somebody said that to you before, Spike? Oh, he can't talk to us because he's in there. There are other people peeing? How many people are peeing there? Can you just, like, shout out a number?
Two.
Okay.
Spike, you can talk to yourself. I've seen those guys talking to themselves before.
Hey, Spike, ask.
Well, my baby left me.
There you go.
Baby left down the road. Baby done gone and left me. Ain't know where she goed.
Where she goed.
Gone up and take off. And take my doggy too.
There's nothing worse than a captive audience when somebody's singing like that.
Gonna be a good day this morning. Good day. How are you this morning? Good. Security working out all right at the airport this morning? No? Good. A quiet day is a good day with security, right?
Oh.
I'll keep that water going for you there. There you go. There you go. Here's a towel for you, fresh towel. Excellent. Help yourself. You need some mint. Got some dental floss here. Got me lint roll your pants? I'll lint roll your pants for you. There you go. All right. There you go. Nice and fresh and clean now. It's going to be a good day this morning at the airport.
That's exactly
Thank
like
you.
One of those guys.
No tip.
No tip. So far.
No tip this morning.
Over
he even touched his pants.
I'm not going to eat breakfast this morning. I have no money for breakfast. You'll give me a buck? Oh, that's good news. That's good news. I'm going to get, when you're done there, and I notice it's taking you a good 3 minutes over there at that urinal, too. I got some fresh towels waiting for you over here.
Driving for an hour and a half.
I'm driving for an hour and a half just to use this bathroom?
Boy.
That, you must have had a lot of coffee in that truck. Need some soap here. I'll pump some soap in your hand. No soap? You sure you don't need some soap? Gonna be shaking lots of hands. There's a towel for you. There you go.
No tip coming here. No tip.
Like a breath mint or anything? No. You sure you don't want a breath mint? Yeah, I'll give you a breath mint if you want one. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Gotcha. See, I thought the guy was trying to avoid everything to get out of it.
He tipped.
All right.
That man would not use soap.
You know, I just
very, very nice man.
I just realized those sinks are they have the sensors on them, so you got to put your hands in there first to get the water going.
Oh, somebody else is in there. Spike is in a public restroom right now, being a bathroom attendant for Channel 955 Streets.
Cold day outside, isn't it? Cold day. Warm hearts, cold day in this bathroom.
They don't like to talk, do they, when they're going to the bathroom, do they?
There you go. Fresh, clean, dry towel for you this morning, sir. Help yourself to some hair gel. It looks like you already have a lot in there, but if you want some more, have some for you.
I don't think that's going to help with the tip.
Where are you off to today, sir? Phoenix. Beautiful weather in Phoenix. Beautiful weather. It's going to be a nice day in Phoenix. A little warmer, a little more wet. Phoenix. How you doing, sir? Fresh, dry towel for you.
Who are you?
Oh, who am I?
Uh-huh.
My name's Steve.
You have an ID?
No, I don't.
Can the airport let you come in here?
I just walked in, yeah.
Probably need to pack your stuff up and go.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go talk to the airport right now.
Okay. I can't give out breath mints for free to people? No? Okay. He says I can't give away free breath mints?
Was he an employee?
Huh?
Did he work for the airport?
Yes.
He did.
Right?
Waiting for security's arrival.
Just start singing Elvis.
Since my baby... Here you go, sir. Since my baby left me, got a new place to dwell. Down at the end of Lonely Street to a heartbreak hotel in Bengaloo. Here comes security, baby. Coming to get me. Morning, sir. Fresh towel?
Who's my ID?
ID? I'm just giving out breath mints and handing out clean, dry towels.
You got a license?
No, you need a license to hand out mints?
Sure. Put on there. This might be narcotics.
Oh, well, it's not narcotics. I just opened their Altoids. Oh, you've known me about 20 seconds.
Hey, ask him if he'll sing along with you. Ask him if he'll sing along with you, Spike.
You're not buying any of this crap.
You're not buying my crap. I'm giving it away for free.
How about if I arrest you and detain you
for giving away breath mints? Will you sing along with me to an Elvis song?
How about if I just put some handcuffs on you and you can sing all you want?
Oh, I like my idea better. In the bag, just a jacket and a headphones. And paper towel? No, I don't.
Are you recording?
Just the camera. I'm on the phone with the radio station right now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I suggest you hang up.
You suggest I hang up?
Oh, and that's all.
I don't think the whole idea of him singing together was good.
It's going to work.
Well received.
Spike's singing the bathroom blues now.
Another Mojo in the Morning Street scam.